Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Live with Kathy. Show topics are eclectic, maybe controversial, but never, never boring. I'm going to give you the contact information because it won't be long before we say hello. Hi there, Roger.
Hello, Kathy Watson. How are you?
Oh, what a pleasure, bestow my heart. Roger, just give me a minute to give our listeners around the world the contact information. Now, you're listening to Live with Kathy, and my email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then after the show, if you want to talk with me up close and personal, call me at 847-882-8717. And in the meantime, write this down. Website, simplyageless.net. And you're all in for a treat today. Lights, camera, action. Roger and I are going to take you back to 2010. Roger, remember working together, the radio station, WYLL?
Absolutely.
And what happened? How did we get the epiphany for Timeless?
Well, Kathy, the epiphany was really yours. Your flair for acting and the arts and my interest in singing, you decided that those two could be melded. And when you told me you had an idea of combining classic ballads and soul songs with Shakespeare, I thought, this lady's crazy. That's actually what I thought. How is that even possible? And you said, no, it is possible. I feel it. I've had an epiphany. And I want you to go home and think about it. And then you said, wait, I want you to write it. And I thought, one, I don't even think this is a good idea, and yet you want me to now write something about it. And once I started researching the great sonnets and the plays of William Shakespeare, I saw not only similarities and themes to classic soul songs, but I actually saw some phrases and words that were even shared in some of the couplets and some of the narratives. And I thought, wow, she actually really has a great idea. And so I think a week or two later, I brought some ideas to you, and we hashed them out, and voila, there's Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare.
Roger, I shan't ever forget the look on your face when you were sitting there. And you know how teenagers roll their eyeballs to the heavens when they go, yeah, what did she inhale? And I went, Roger. But now, I didn't have a clue on how you were going to put this together. I thought, well, as long as I came up with the idea, you're the genius behind it. And I want all of you to know that in 2 weeks, I didn't call him. I don't think I did. Did I badger you or harass you about this? No, but I knew that I knew. Follow your gut. 2 weeks later, Roger comes to my apartment, and I'm going, this is awesome. I can't believe it. So what you're going to hear, no interruptions, no commercials, no nothing. And right now, I want you to get your pen and pad out. You could email Roger at LRL. No, isn't it LRL?
No, it's RL Plummer 2 at yahoo.com, and that's spelled RLPLUMMER 2, like the number 2, at yahoo.com.
And you could write to me. I've already given you my email, but I'll give it to you again. kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And my website is simplyageless.net. And click on video. You'll be able to see this live in person on simplyageless.net. And I remember, oh, Roger, remember when we were booked for the Schomburg Library? And I called the director the day before, and she said, well, Kathy, I'm going to cancel it. And I said, au contraire, Mary, you are not going to cancel it. I don't care if there's one person there. Roger and I are going to be there, and we'll use it as a rehearsal. And don't you remember on that day, we did a rehearsal in the lunchroom at WYLL.
That's right.
That evening, we went to Schomburg Library, and there were about 30 to 40 people there. And I looked at Mary, and she said, well, how would I know? And then when we opened it to the audience, this is what everyone said. We're here out of curiosity. How on earth could you possibly pair James Brown and the Bard? And when we opened the show, if you remember, we had standing ovation and we had applause through the entire presentation. What makes this so unique? It's fun, it's educational, and it's clean. It's for every age and every school. What age, Roger, do you think that our grasshoppers should be introduced to a Shakespeare in grammar school?
As young as possible. I mean, I Kiss Me, Kate, which we reference in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. I mean, my mom had me watch that musical when I was 7 years old. And I didn't know it was Shakespeare. I just thought it was a funny story. So I think Shakespeare, the words are magnificent. Yes, it's Old English, and it's harder for young people to grasp sometimes. But some language is just good no matter, you know, what period it comes from. I think it resonates, and especially if there are stories that that are timeless, you know, that everybody can relate to. I think that works just as well. I mean, we have stories of war now, we had then. We have stories of love and romance just now and then, and those never go out of style.
Romeo and Juliet. Now, before we start the play, the presentation, I just want you to know that this lively, innovative presentation combines popular music and classic literature that immediately engages the audience. Roger's beautiful singing of great soul songs blends seamlessly with Kathy's passionate recitation of the poems and the plays of William Shakespeare. But I have to do a sidebar. When I was studying voice with a professor at DePaul University, he was so intense, Roger, that I think I shared this with you, that you could only take a half hour a week with him. And then you went home with a plethora of things that you had to do. And he came in, and I came in for my time with him. He said, sit down. Okay. You're going to learn Shakespeare. And I went, why? I don't want to. Oh, yes, you do. He hands me this big encyclopedia of Shakespeare. He said, take two sonnets. I didn't even know what a sonnet was. But it's a poem that has 14 lines to it. And I said, Professor, why? He said, first of all, I want you to learn the cadence. There's a different timing to Shakespeare. And the words are tongue-tying. And it's going to give you a better grasp of the vocabulary, your enunciation. To this day, I thank him for forcing me. And I had to look through that whole thing. I finally got to the sonnet part, and I chose 18 and 22. And now, the world stage. Welcome to Timeless Rhythms of Soul.
And Shakespeare.
Ah, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
Beautiful, Kathy.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
And when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl.
Ooh. Oh, even though the legendary poet and playwright William Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later.
You just heard the similarities in Sonnet 18 by Shakespeare and My Girl, written by Smokey Robinson for The Temptations.
And there are many more examples. Shakespeare wrote Much Ado About Nothing.
Whitney Houston sang I Have Nothing.
Shakespeare wrote A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Nat King Cole sang I Dream of You Every Night.
And Shakespeare wrote Taming of the Shrew.
And many a blues man has sung about a shrew. Why don't you do right like some other gals do? See, you had plenty money in 1922. You let other fellas make a fool out of you. Why don't you do right, Kathy Watson, like some other gals do?
One of the many things that Shakespeare and soul songs share are the words they use and the feelings they invoke. Just listen to more of Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair sometime declines by chance, or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
Beautiful. Now, speaking of the eye of heaven and what eyes can see, listen to this 1959 hit by the Flamingos. Now, I have to admit that if Shakespeare had been alive during the 1950s, he might have used phrases like, we're going to hear shabop, shabop, and things like that, but we'll try it and see. My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear Kathy.
Oh, Roger, be still my heart. Won't you all agree? What a gift, the voice. What a gift. But you know, Shakespeare certainly was a romantic and a passionate man. Did you know he married Annie Hathaway when he was only 18 years old? By the way, Anne was 26. I don't know, was she a cougar? But that didn't stop young William from following his heart once he found the only woman for him. His one true love.
Oh, the only one, huh? Well, why does that remind me of a classic hit by the Platters, Kathy? Here we go.
Okay.
can make this world seem right. Oh, only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love for only you. Only you can make this change in me. For it's true, you are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you.
Beautiful.
Now, the Platters went on to the top of the soul charts for 7 weeks with that classic, Only You. And even though it was written in 1955, it sounds like the kind of poem that young William Shakespeare would have written for his new bride, Anne, his one and only, as Kathy puts it, love.
Love. Ah, love. Oh, Shakespeare knew all about love all too well. Listen to Shakespeare's classic sonnet, 22. Oh, my glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my days should expiate. For all that beauty that doth cover thee is but the seemly raiment of my heart, which in thy breast doth live, is thine and me. How can I then be elder than thou art? O, therefore, love, be of thyself so wary as I, not for myself, but for thee will, bearing thy heart, which I will keep so chary, as tender nurse her babe from faring ill. Presume not on thy heart when mine is slain. Thou gavest me thine, not to give back again.
That is beautiful, Kathy. Shakespeare truly believed that a love can last forever. And so did the band Heatwave back in 1977. Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. I'll always love you forever.
Oh, how romantic. But listen. Everything Shakespeare wrote was not all kissy-kissy, lovey-dovey. Shakespeare also wrote about some really tough dudes. This above all, This is Hamlet. To thine own self be true. And it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. These strong words were spoken by Lord Polonius in Shakespeare's Hamlet. Polonius was a scheming, determined man.
Yeah, Polonius, he was a man's man.
Come on, Roger, a man's man?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, Kathy, since you are not a man, obviously, let me explain it to you and all of the ladies listening to your excellent show with a little help from, the godfather of soul, James Brown. This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Yeah, yeah. You see, Kathy, man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the trains to carry the heavy load. Yes, he did. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, just like Noah made the ark. This is a man's, man's, man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what
I'm talking
about.
Excusez-moi. A man's world? Oh, Roger, I think all of you men have inhaled. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
No.
If we left everything up to men, they would just behave like, in Shakespeare's epic, Julius Caesar. These couchings and these lowly courtesies might fire the blood of ordinary men and turn preordinance and first decree into the law of children. Be not fond. To think that Caesar bears such rebel blood that will be thawed from the true quality with that which melted fools? I mean, sweet words, low crooked curtsies and base spaniel fawning. Thy brother by decree is banished. If thou dost bend and pray and fawn for him, I spurn thee like a cur out of my way. No, Caesar doth not wrong, nor without cause will he be satisfied. Well, tough talk, huh? Right after that, Caesar's friends stabbed him to death.
Ouch, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Stabbed him to death. Well,
yep.
That sounds a lot like a soul song by the OJs from 1972. The smiling in your face all the time, they want to take your place. The backstabbers, backstabbers, all you fellas who have someone and you really care, then it's all of you fellas who better beware. Yeah, yeah. See, somebody's out to get your lady. A few of your buddies, they sure look shady. Smiles on their face, clenched in their fists, aiming straight at your back, and I don't think that they'll miss. And what they're doing, they're smiling in your face, but all the time they want to take your place. They're backstabbers, backstabbers.
I don't know, Roger. It sounds pretty current to me, the year 2015. But you want to know what, all of you? No, let me do it Chicago way. Hey, all of yous. Shakespeare did have a dark side indeed. The bubonic plague of 1592 closed theaters in London for 2 years. Shakespeare could not perform his plays. During those 2 years, the plague killed 10,000 people in England. Oh, that included Shakespeare's brother and his 3 sisters, but nothing could have been more heartbreaking for Shakespeare than that the bubonic plague took the life of his only son Hamnet. He was just 11 years old. You could understand how Shakespeare could feel so sad and angry. Maybe that's why he so convincingly wrote the classic Hamlet. Was there any character more sad, angry, and tormented than the melancholy Dan Hamlet? Oh, villain, villain, smiling damned villain. My tables? Meat it is, I set it down. That one may smile, and smile and be a villain. At least I'm sure it may be in Denmark.
Well, that's tough, Kathy. I think we all know some smiling villains, whether they're from the 15th century or the 21st century. Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Can you dig it? Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, they lie, and I got proof.
Oh, Roger. You men could be so horrible.
Wait, men? What are you talking about, Kathy?
Lord Polonius, Julius Caesar, Hamlet. Man, those guys had issues. Shakespeare obviously knew that men excelled at being mean and cruel.
Wait a minute. Did you forget the play you mentioned earlier, The Taming of the Shrew? You talk about men and being cruel? Katharina was worse than any man.
Oh, come on, Roger. That's not true.
Oh, really? Okay, Kathy, read this. Here, I'm handing this to you. Read this. Go ahead. Read to everybody what Katharina says to a man when he asks her if she would be a good wife. Go ahead.
Oh, I faith, sir, you shall never need to fear. I wis it is not halfway to her heart. But if it were, doubt not her care should be to comb her nottle with a 3-legged stool and paint your face and use you like a fool.
Use you like a fool, see? She wants to knock the man upside his head with a piece of furniture. And read what Katharina says to her father about her fiancé. Go ahead.
Call you me daughter? Now I promise you, you have showed a tender fatherly regard to wish me wed to one half lunatic, a madcap ruffian and a swearing jack that thinks with oaths to face the matter out.
And what does Katharina say she'll do to her fiancé before they get married?
I'm going to hang him.
No, Kathy, no. Speak up.
I said I'm going to hang him.
Oh, and it's the men in Shakespeare's plays who are so mean and cruel.
Uh-huh, now wait a minute. Katharina only behaved like a shrew because she was repeatedly disrespected by men. Her father, Baptista, treated her like a piece of property.
Mm.
Her new husband, Petruchio, moved Katrina away from her family. And at times, He wouldn't even let her have food or let her sleep when she needed to. Can you blame her for being a little grumpy? All Katrina wanted was a little respect. Wait a minute. Right, Roger. Have you sung any soul songs that were made famous by women?
No. Why?
Uh-huh. You are disrespecting the great female soul song singers. I think you should sing one in honor of Katrina and all of us women. How about it, ladies? Come on. Let's do it. I want to hear it now.
What? A soul song in honor of you and all women because you're being disrespected?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to regret this. You asked for it, Kathy Watson. You got it.
Okay.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking for's a little respect when you get home. Hey, baby, when you get home, mister, I ain't gonna do you wrong when you're gone. I ain't gonna do you wrong, 'cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking for a little respect when you get home. Hey, baby, when you get home. Listen.
Whew. Was that good enough?
Well, who was that by?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, that was interesting. Okay, I think we went off a tangent, Roger. Let's get back to the theme of Shakespeare's greatest work.
What would that be, Kathy?
Love. Love is in the air. Love is everywhere. Love. Love changes everything.
Oh, wait. So you're going to start singing now?
Well, why not?
Well, then I want to recite some Shakespeare. You're going to sing? I get to do Shakespeare.
Oh, Roger, you men are nothing but pampered pups. Then go and strut your stuff.
Thank you, Kathy Watson. To be or not to be, that is the question. Well, that's all I got.
That's it?
That's it. I don't know any other Shakespeare.
Fini? Finito?
No más por mí.
Oh, Roger. Now what would you like to sing about?
I'd like to sing about...
Love. Love is in the air. Love is everywhere.
Huh. Do you enjoy mimicking me? I don't think that was very funny.
Kinda. I'm sorry, dear Lady Kathy, but when you talk about love and soul music, there are few composers who have done a better job than the great Lionel Richie. With the Commodores and on his own, Richie has written several soulful love songs, and there's one in particular from 1981 that might be his most famous. My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right. My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make, and I want to share all my love with you. No one else
else will do. And your eyes, they tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you will always be my endless love. Two hearts, two hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun. And forever, forever, I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charms. And love, I'll be a fool for you, I'm sure. You know I don't mind, you know I don't mind, 'cause you, you mean the world to me. Oh, yes, I found in you my endless love.
That's pretty, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, Roger, during the musical interlude, oh, and love, I'll be that fool for you. I'm sure you know I don't mind. Oh, you know I don't mind. And yes, you'll be the only one, because no one can deny this love I have inside. And I give it all to you, my love. My love. My endless love. Oh,
boy, Shakespeare could have written that.
Oh. Beautiful. Be still, my heart. But when it comes to endless love, no play portrays that more beautifully than Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare wrote that in 1597, but its passion still resonates as strongly today. Now, all of you, be with me here right now, with Roger and me. And we're going to take you to the 16th century, Verona, Italy. It is scene two. We take you to the Capulet's orchard where the young and lovely Juliet. Well, she was only 16 years old, so it's a bit of a stretch here. So she stands on her balcony, hoping to see her true love.
Well, wait a minute, Kathy. This takes place in Verona, so I'm going to speak like I'm an Italian?
Sure, you could do it.
Okay, but the Italian guys I grew up with are from the south side of Chicago, not Verona.
So go. Just go ahead. Please read.
Okay. But soft, when light through yonder window breaks, huh?
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
Three words, Romeo, and good night indeed.
So thrive my soul, come on.
A thousand times, good night.
A thousand times the worse to want thy light. Love goes toward love, as schoolboys from their books. But love from love toward school, with heavy looks.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Good night. Good night. parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. Later, baby.
Come on, Roger. Let's fast forward the play. I want to die.
You want to die? That's fine by me. Sorry.
Well, I have two little silver goblets here, and here, take one. You have it?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. A little poison for you.
Boy.
A little poison for me. Okay, Roger, I'll drink first. Romeo! Romeo! Romeo, I come! This I do. I drink to thee. I die.
Wait.
I just passed.
No way am I drinking this. You know, and I thought she'd never leave. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Listen. All kidding aside, by what you've seen in her tonight, it's obvious, or today, it's obvious that Willie Shakes had a soul. And that soul music had used many of Shakespeare's themes.
Yeah, I agree. Willie Shakes was a pretty cool dude.
A pretty cool dude. Passionate. Romantic. Hey, you guys, today you could take a lesson from Shakespeare. As I was saying, a major theme between the timeless rhythms of soul music and Shakespeare is love. And that reminds me of the perfect song.
Wait, Kathy. You're going to sing again?
Yeah. And so will you.
Oh.
And
so will everybody listening. How about
that?
How about everybody listening to your show right now is going to sing along with us?
Okay.
Because there's one song I think everybody knows, written by one of the greatest soul music superstars of all time, Mr. Stevie Wonder.
Mm.
And so I think in honor of
love,
this will be our love-filled grand finale, okay?
Okay.
And even if you don't know all the words, we'll just go together.
Okay, and you keep
no
singing
New
it.
Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
To celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy heart
to give away.
No first of spring. No song
to sing.
In fact, it's just another ordinary
day.
No April rain. No
flowers bloom.
No wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that I must say to you. Now everybody knows this.
I just called to say
I love you.
I just called to say how much I care. I love you.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Now, that was just one verse. There's three of them, but we're stopping because I think everybody knows the chorus. It put a smile on your face, and it sometimes makes you think about, and I have to admit, like Kathy says, your one true
love
for everybody you love. So great job, everybody.
Oh, Roger, now we do have about 15 minutes left. And I want to thank all of you for joining in. Now, would you agree with me? Roger, your voice, the world has got to hear it. You need to be on the world stage. And all
well, thank
of
you,
you,
Kathy.
Well, I said that from the beginning, even though you rolled your eyes to the heavens when I suggested Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare.
Well, Kathy, you had a brilliant idea, and what every time that we have performed it, no matter the age, we've done it for school-age children, like in grammar school. We've done it for senior citizens and all ages in between. And every time we perform it, people leave with smiles on their faces, and they are so appreciative of hearing really good literature recited, and they're so appreciative of hearing classic music that isn't filled with profanity or suggestive language, but something that everybody loves and appreciates. So this really is your baby, and you have done a great job.
But, Roger, I didn't write it. I just came up with the idea. I said, when you looked at me like, you know, I was insane, and I walked out, and the Silver Fox said to me, well, how did your show go? I said, well, I have something to share with you. I don't think Roger is taking me seriously. And he said, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, I wanted to tell you. And he looked at me and he said, is it going to take long? I said, no. So I told him. And he looked at me with the deer in the light look. And I thought, oh, Kathy, you have your work cut out for you. But audience, listen to me. This is Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. This is the link for the archive show. About 20 minutes after the show, you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on June 5th. Listen to it. Bring your family. Have a consortium. Get them together. Here, listen to this. Then I want you to email it to your email database. Invite them to email it to their email database. And within minutes, it will circle the world. The whole world will hear Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson starring in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Your email, Roger?
Is RLPLUMMER2, that's the number 2, at yahoo.com.
And mine is Kathy Watson, Kathy Studio at SPCGlobal.net. My website is simplyageless.net, and click on video. Now, did you know, Roger, that this season, it's a season 400 years in the making, Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier.
That's awesome.
This is four centuries later. And his love stories, all of his plays, they're alive today. And, oh, Romeo and Juliet, the love story of centuries. What a rich legacy Shakespeare left for all eternity. After the year 1616, never again would a new work be written by the master of the English language. What was his last play, Roger? Do you know?
I do not know what his last play was. I was going to say that, Kathy, one of the things that's great about the performance is that live, the interaction that we have with the audience and their feedback is really an extra bonus to the performance, because the audiences feed off of it so well, especially when they recognize songs that they grew up with, or they are responding to our interaction, or we get, of course, because Kathy is you're much better at this than I am, of getting the ladies on your side so that they all agree with you. You know,
it
gets a little, you know, I get a little tired of that. But
live with it. Roger, I have to do a sidebar.
Fun.
Wait a minute, I have to do a sidebar. Remember when Mary was going to cancel the show at the library, do you remember in the middle of the show they stood up and started to applaud? And
yes,
I said,
but
we're not done yet.
Right.
What?
You're right, because we hadn't even finished, but they were just responding so strongly to the performance.
Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you how apologetic Mary was. She said, Kathy, I just don't know what to say. And I said, it's okay. And then we went on and did, this has got to be on the world stage. Because you see, even though his unforgettable characters and stories, think about it, continue to move us today. All of Shakespeare's work embraces his innovative spirit and language, a potent mix of power, playfulness, and passion. Roger, do you think he was a savant?
He obviously was ahead of his time. You think about what the comparative writings of his time were. There's really nothing like what he was writing. There was not. I mean, of course, there were poets, and there were playwrights, but nothing along the lines of what Shakespeare was doing. And I just think you could say he was a savant to that end, because it's amazing when you read his writings 400 years later that they still resonate so strongly. And if they didn't, you wouldn't have what's going on at Navy Pier. You wouldn't have continuous remakes of his plays. I mean, and made for the stage or for film, and done with different styles, because it's the themes are so strong and the writing is so strong. I think that's why it lives on forever. Because let's face it, Kathy, there are things people wrote, 50 years ago that nobody's reading.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 years ago that nobody's reading. But people continue to go back and look up Shakespeare. And I also give a shout out to the songs that we have included in the show. They are songs that when we perform them at Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, people start smiling and start singing along. Every time we have people in the audience who start singing, and because they remember these songs, and these songs are 50 years old, 60 years old, and I think that just shows that good music, good writing will always be timeless.
I have to acknowledge Barbara Gaines, who is the artistic director at the Shakespeare on the Lake, Navy Pier. And she has a six-play Shakespeare history cycle, The Tug of War, Foreign Fire, which will be presented in the spring of 2016, and then The Civil Strife, fall of 2016, the centerpiece of the Shakespeare 400 celebration. Artistic director Barbara Gaines unveils her landmark history cycle. The ambitious undertaking explores Shakespeare's battle-scarred plays from the perspectives of kings and common men, revealing timeless insights into war, both foreign and domestic, and its very human consequences. The multi-general narrative unfolds over two installments beginning in the spring and culminating in the fall of 2016. Each runs approximately 6 hours, including several intermissions and a brief meal break. Roger, we need to get in touch with her. I need to find out what her email is, and I want to email her our presentation, because the only reason why people kind of look at me and are speechless, they haven't heard about it. No one, are you all listening to me? No one in the world has thought of pairing James Brown and the Bard, soul songs, and Shakespeare.
And Kathy, we should mention that a lot of the organizations we do that for, we perform for, they they welcome in public venues. So we've done it oftentimes for different library associations or for civic groups. So you can contact your public library. You can contact your not-for-profit organization and say, we'd like to have this performed. And we're happy. We're happy to share it because, like you also mentioned earlier, it's educational. So many young people don't know anything about William Shakespeare. And the grade school children that we performed for one time in Plainfield, none of them had heard of William Shakespeare. And I think that's also a great thing to be able to do for people.
And do you remember the kids got up and started to dance in class?
Yes.
Okay, and now, a little sidebar here. All of you nanas and grandpères, you have grandchildren? I have three grandchildren. They did not learn Mary Had a Little Lamb. They had to learn Sonnet 18. And when they learned it, they were able to recite it without looking at the page, they were handsomely rewarded with money. And I remember being in Colorado, standing, I was putting on my face or something, and Lance came in, and then Evan was only about 2 or 3 years old. And Lance and I started to, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? And before we knew it, Evan was going, shall I compare thee with such, he was bombastic. I said, wait a minute. Evan, Lance, Evan, how did you learn it? He said, well, I listened to Lance. We marched downstairs, the three of us, stood there in the kitchen, called Poppy in, their grandfather, mother and father, put our hands up and said, proclamation. And we recited Sonnet 18. Have they remembered it? I don't know. But all of you out there, they don't have to have Mary Had a Little Lamb. Get the book. Go to the library and get the book on Shakespeare's sonnets and make merry with all of us, and you could take your place on the global stage with Roger and I when we perform for the world. And it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Well, Kathy, it's been awesome being able to have the opportunity to do this with you today, and I hope that your listeners enjoyed it, and we'd love to perform it live for them, so because if they liked it over the air, they will love it in person.
Oh, yes. And when you do Aretha Franklin, remember when we did that performance, you told me that you had a surprise for me?
Yeah.
And what did you come out in? I'm not, don't tell them.
I won't tell them, but it looked nothing like me, that's for sure, other than, of course, the mustache, but yeah.
Okay, darling, we have about a minute and 30 seconds, so shall we close the show with, we have 90 seconds.
Have
we said too much?
There's nothing
more we can
think of to say to you.
But
all you have to do
is
look at us
to know that every word is true. Roger Plummer, email rlplummer2@yahoo.com, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, my website simplyageless.net. It has been our pleasure. And until we meet again, remember to always be in your best Shakespeare elements. Go to the library, get the book, read about it, and contact us. Any parting words, Roger? We have 24 seconds.
It's always a pleasure to be in your presence, Kathy. You are awesome and ageless.
And so are you. Until then, Roger, make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.